I am sure you've heard the expression that age is just a number. My belief is that age is a mindset, and while age is a number, it does not define you. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that is, it's never too late to start anew and create the happy, fun, and fulfilling life of your dreams. So grab your notebook, pen, and your favorite beverage, and let's chat about how you can shake off the limitations you may have about age so you can shift your mindset and live the divinely designed life God has planned for you. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome to Choose True Happiness, the faith-infused podcast dedicated to empowering women 50 plus to pursue their divinely designed dreams, cultivate happiness, and embrace their radiant lives. A happy, fun life filled with joy, passion, and purpose. Hi, I'm Donna Berger, your host and Dream Catalyst mentor. Join me each week for inspiration, motivation, and education as we embark on this spirit-led journey that empowers you to focus forward toward the radiant future of your dreams. Welcome back. I am so happy you're here. Our minds are so powerful. Perhaps you've heard this analogy comparing a thermostat to where we are in our lives. That thermostat can be set at varying degrees or different levels to represent the different areas of our lives, such as our health, happiness, success, abundance, mindset, finances, and our attitude toward life in general. This analogy is often used in the personal growth space to bring awareness to where we set these things in our lives. So, where is your age thermostat set? Society drills into us what we can and cannot do at certain ages or seasons of our lives. Thank goodness for the women who have gone before us, showing us that life does not end after 50, but for many actually begins. Yet, way too many women still struggle to create a new vision for their lives after they put their dreams on the back burner. Instead of settling for what is and quietly wishing for more, let's rewrite that script. Okay, so what did Henry Ford say? Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. This quote encapsulates the power of our mindset and beliefs. It reminds us that our thoughts and beliefs shape our actions and our outcomes. When we set our minds on what we want and take inspired actions, we can achieve great things. And the Bible says in Romans 12:2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Overall, the Bible emphasizes the significance of our mindset and thoughts, encouraging believers to renew their minds, focus on positive and virtuous things, take control of our thoughts, and trust in God for peace and guidance. Okay, so I have my own saying, and you are welcome to borrow it. I was chatting with a dear friend who, as she puts it, is 3 years away from turning 80. So after our chat, this amazing woman, well, she texted me back and she said, "I love what you said so much. So can you please text it to me?" So I decided to share that with you. Okay. So this is my quote: "Age is a mindset and mine is set too young." Too often, we let the number of candles on our birthday cakes dictate what we can and cannot do. But the truth is, age is just a number. It doesn't define who you are or what you're capable of achieving. Unfortunately, we let those sneaky little voices in our heads tell us that we're too old to start something new, or that we missed our chance, or that it's just too late to chase our dreams. But here's the thing. Those voices, they're lying to you. They're feeding you a bunch of nonsense that's keeping you stuck in a life that's less than what you deserve. Those negative thoughts, doubts, and limiting beliefs are keeping you stuck and holding you back from embracing new beginnings and pursuing your dreams. Those thoughts must be released. So, how do you break free from the belief that you're too old to start anew? Well, you got it. It starts with changing your mindset. Instead of listening to those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, you challenge them. Then you replace them with empowering beliefs that remind you of your worth, your potential, and the endless possibilities that lie ahead. Instead of focusing on what you think you should be doing at a certain age, focus on what brings you joy, excitement, and fulfillment. Dream big, set bold goals, and take inspired action to make those dreams a reality. Now, many women actually start pursuing their dreams after 50. Some of these women started new careers, began traveling the world, or learned a new hobby. These women prove that it's never too late to reinvent yourself and create a life that brings you joy and fulfillment. I am going to humbly add that I am one of those women, and that is why I am so passionate about empowering you, faith-based women, 50 plus, to walk in faith toward the radiant future of your dreams. And if that's you, your life has only just begun. Life is too short to settle for anything less than extraordinary. So let's make a pact right now to live life to the fullest, to laugh often, to love deeply, and to pursue our dreams with reckless abandon. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, cheer you on, and remind you that anything is possible no matter your age. And if you're looking for a faith-based group, this is an invitation to my private Facebook community. You can find the link in the description below. Let's not waste another moment feeling stuck or unfulfilled. Let's take bold, inspired action to create the life of happiness, fun, and fulfillment that we were created to live. No matter the number that represents your age, it's your mindset about your age that will determine whether you embrace a new path and embark on a journey toward your radiant future. Age is truly a mindset. Where is yours set? Are you ready to pursue your dreams with gusto and make every moment count? After all, the best is yet to come. So here's to living fun, happy, and fulfilling lives, no matter your age. Until next time, choose true happiness and keep smiling. Let's create a ripple effect. If you enjoyed today's episode, please click to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and then share this podcast with your friends. Your support means the world to us as we continue on our mission to illuminate the path so you can live your radiant life. Thanks for listening. Have a happy and blessed day. Bye.